I didn't want to hurt my sister's feelings or anything, but I just thought, well, gosh, in Austin, you have to have something to get, make a difference.
Yeah.
And her mother was a widow and a working woman, so I knew they didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah. It's... There's one main one. One main debut thing. And it's sponsored by the... It's not the country club, it's the... It's the women's club, mm-hmm. I think. It's called the women's club.
Well, here the bachelor's club first picks out a popular girl,
mm-hmm.
and they sponsor her.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, there's a whole gang of them that do it in Wichita. I mean, they have to join. Their mothers have to join the women's club 2 years before,
mm-hmm.
and they have to stay in it and stay active, and mm-hmm. and then you know then their daughters.
You know, oh, that's pretty snobbish, and sororities and fraternities too. I think. Out on the campus, they're not popular like they used to be. They turned some of those places into boarding houses.
Oh, is that right?
Sororities.
Yeah. Yeah, they were popular in the, well, I guess the 50s,
mm-hmm.
before the Vietnam War and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so some of those boys had to study so hard to stay in school or go to war, and they didn't have time for a lot of
That's
social.
Right. I know a lot of people who studied awful hard because of that war.
Yeah.
Or who got married because of it.
Yeah.
Back when you could get married and get out of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple other clubs in Wichita Falls that do it, too. I think there are a couple of clubs out at the Air Force Base.
Did they have a nice country club there?
Yeah.
The golf course?
Yeah.
There's lots of wealth there, and they're because
yeah.
of the oil.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a segment of the society there that's real well off. And, like, they have connections in Dallas and New York,
mm-hmm.
and they spend a lot of time in Dallas
mm-hmm.
and New York. The Bobby, that whole family is just extremely wealthy. The money now is in the third generation, which is my age.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school with Bobby third, and they have a big mansion there in Wichita. And I think they also maintain an apartment in New York. And
but you know, young people now, they get sick of that, and they go in for something.
Yeah.
Well, go far they into school and studies, and they want to be independent and build their own career there instead of a social career.
Yeah, yeah. That's such an old-fashioned kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Outmoded.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of Old South or something, I think
mm-hmm.
of it.
I think so too. They're real aristocratic up there in those southern.
Yeah. Let's see. After kindergarten, you go into the
elementary school.
Okay, or the. Yeah. It used to be children sat on benches at school, and now they sit at
desks.
Okay, and each child has his own
desk.
Okay. And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
Okay, and you mail a package at the.
And they what?
You mail a package at the
post office.
Okay.
Speaking of library, I had a very close friend. I was working out on the campus, and she had her degree in library science, and she's from the South. Speaking of colloquialism, she said library all the time. I've always thought that was the oddest thing there. She had her master's in library science, and she said library.
How funny. She just thought everybody said it that way, I guess. That's funny. You know, we were yesterday in the apartment. I was doing my laundry, and I ran into a friend, and We got to talking about stuff like that, and she's an Air Force brat, and they've moved around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's really heard some funny things.
Uh-huh.
And she's an imitator. She can imitate people. Oh, she's funny. You'd stay overnight in a strange town at a...